Just says there, Harezu Oisav Yecheles. That you know, it's not Chal Vehegdish. She's allowed to do work, and she can eat it. She can eat from the money that she makes. It's not called Hegdish. What about Viha Moiser? Let's say she makes more than she's supposed to. So here's some Achlekes. Rabbi Meir Leimer Hegdish. Rabbi Meir says, yes, it's Chal. Rabbi Meir always holds Odom Makdish Dovish Loi Balyulam, that the Hegdish is Chal. Rabbi Yechon Asanda Leimer Chulin. He holds no again, the Nedir is not Chal. That's right now, whatever she makes, the husband has no right to be makdish it. Because she has a right to eat from it, like we'll soon see the Ran. We're talking about a case where she has a right to eat what she makes, so therefore the Maisi Adayim belongs to her, the husband can't make it also. And even the Maisu, she makes more than she's supposed to, so that extra money is supposed to go to the husband, still, the Rabbi Yechonah Hassan holds the Hegdish is not Chal, because at the time when she made the Nether, it wasn't here yet. She didn't make that money yet. So it was like a dover shloim bel yerlam that the hegdish is not chal. And on this, we yom haShmuel. Shmuel himself says that halacha k'reb yechonah sandal. We pass him like a yechonah sandal that says if the husband says that whatever his wife makes should become hegdish, it's not chal. It's only chulin. Alma, what do we see? Why does Shmuel pass him like that? Because he holds ein odem matish dover shloim bel yerlam. Because Shmuel holds, a person cannot be makdish something that's not on the world yet. So if the husband wants to be makdish the extra amount of money that his wife will make, even though the extra amount of money will belong to the husband, but as long as she did not make it yet, he can't be makdish that. That's not on the world yet. So you see, Shmuel himself paskins, ain't no the makdish adobo shlom b'liolam. You cannot be makdish something that's not here yet. So it's a kash and Shmuel. How could Shmuel now Mishnah Paskin, like Rabbi Yechonah and Ben Uri, to say what that the husband should be made for that neder? Because the neder will be chal later, after she receives a get. Since right now she didn't receive a get, the neder should not be chal at all. It should be called a dover shalom bal yerlam. So it's a steer in Shmuel. Does Shmuel Paskin, or the makdish dover shalom bal yerlam? Or does the old ain't no other makdish dover shalom bal yerlam? It's a steer. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says like this. The Ran over here, in the middle, went to first line of the middle big lines, right after the Gemara. The Ramah Shulach Rabbi Yechon, the Yom Yechon. The name we want to have is Savah Shmuel, Adam Makash Shulach Shulach Yolam. The Eloi Kiv when the Hash Lechal Nidru, the Kaim Lanam Lechal. Since the Ned was not Chal right now, how could it be Chal later after she receives a get? So in this Ramini, I have a Kasha, it's the Makash Shmaisa De Yishtoi. Harei Zoi Sev Yechelis. Now, Iku the Mukul of Perak Afo Pi, Afil Bamalas Lomazoinis, even in the case where the husband feeds his wife, if the husband feeds his wife, then what she makes should belong to the husband. So then why can't the husband be makdish that money? Still she could stop it and she could use it. That she has a right to say whenever she wants, I don't want to take any money from a husband, but I rather want to eat from what I make. So then her money belongs to her and not to the husband. Therefore, what the husband said that money should become Hegdish, he has no right to be Makdish, it's not his. The Moral there says, Midi Rav Huna. The Yom Asam over there, Rav Huna says, that Yechayli Isha Leimel Abayla, a wife has a right to say to a husband, Eini Nizoynis, I don't want to receive pay from you, I don't want to receive my food from you, but V'Eini Yais, I don't want to work for you. In other words, she has a right to say, my paycheck I want to keep for myself. So since she could keep a paycheck for herself, therefore, if the husband says that I want your paycheck to be Hegdish, nothing doing, it's not Hegdish. And if Yorga and Rafuna over there, then our Mishnah is talking about where the husband is not supporting her. The husband is not giving her food. Therefore, the Lachra in such a case is that whatever she makes, she's allowed to keep for herself. So since she could keep a paycheck for herself, therefore the Lachra is that the money belongs to herself, and the husband has no right to be makdishit. Shemachi, he oisav yecheles. Therefore, the wife has a right to work and eat the food. Even though the husband said that whatever she makes should become hegdish and nothing doing, what she makes belongs to herself, and the husband has no right to be makdish. That's the Tanna Kamma, that I raise the oisav yecheles. Now we have moiser. Let's say she makes more money than she has to work for husband. Here it's the machlokes. The Ran says, "Via Moiser, in Higdish Moiser Maisi Yodehom, Tahainu Yester Achomesh Loim Yehuda Knisi Hosom." if the husband says that the extra amount of money that my wife makes, I want that money to become hegdish, so it's a machlokes. Rabbi Meir, you're going to hegdish. And mukilo shmul hosman b'mal lo mezoinis, v'yenemal lo meir kesev. Yitid mecha chomim. Tachas moise. For a meir d'yom hegdish lav mechaim koma, do les lay beit midi, ele hegdish liachem isa koma. We're talking about there the wife, she's making a lot of money, and the extra money also belongs to her. So since the extra money belongs to her, how could the husband be makdishit? How could the husband say to his wife, whatever you make should become hegdish if the money belongs to her? So the Gemara there says, we're talking about that the hegdish is first chal after his wife dies. When a wife dies, Allah is the husband yashins all the money of his wife. So now all the money belongs to the husband. I, Lachur, when did the husband say it should become hegdish? Way before, when he still had the wife. So at the time when he said it should be hegdish, at that time he didn't own the money yet. So why later, when he yashins his wife, does the money become hegdish? So that's Ramei Yeshita, that Ramei holds, Kama Shabal Zochabu Moise Medin Yerusha, Osvila Ramei, Teyodam Maktish Dova Shlom Bali Yerlam. That's Ramei Yeshita all over Shas. That Ramei says, you could be Maktish something right now, even though right now you don't own it, but since later when it comes into the world, it'll be yours, so the mice you did right now still stays around, is like hanging in the air, and whenever that thing comes in your property, when you own it, it's chal the hegdish. See also, if you said to your wife, whatever she makes should become hegdish. See, even though right now all the money belongs to her, so you can't be makdish when it doesn't belong to you. When it belongs to your wife, you can't be makdish. But according to her mayor later, when your wife dies, and then you yash and you take over that money, now that the money belongs to you, now it's chal that hegdish that you made before. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. But Rabbi Yochanan Hasandel says, no, chulin, it's not chal at all. Why, the svirulei, the yeno de makdish adobash lo bal yodim. He has nothing doing. Since at the time when the husband made it hegdish, the wife owned the money, so at that time hegdish can't be chal. Even though later when she dies and the husband yashins the money, now it's his money, the hegdish still can't be chal. Because at the time when you made the neder, the hegdish, it didn't belong to you. So that's Rabbi Yochanan Sandel's shita, that ain't not the makdish dover shobel yerlam. Therefore, even if the wife makes a lot of money, it's all chulin. The husband has no right to make it hegdish. And the kashri is over there, Shmuel said, V'yom HaShmuel, halachik Rabbi Yochanan Sandel, Rabbi Yochanan Paschal, Rabbi Yochanan Sandel. So who you see that he owes ain't other makdish dover shalom b'liyolim. So it's a stira on and Shmuel. How can Shmuel now Mishnah Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that says that the husband should be made for the neder because after he gets a get. And now Mishnah we're talking about where the wife makes a neder that whatever she makes is also to her husband. That's what she makes the neder. So it's saying right now the neder is not chal because kol zaman they're married. She's meshuv but she has to work for her husband. Still, the Mishnah of Yochanan ben Nuri said the husband should be made for that neder because you have to be afraid maybe later when she gets a get, then whatever she makes belongs to herself. So then the neder would be chal. So in order that the neder should not be chal later, the husband should be made for it now. And that's other makdish dover shalom b'liyolam. So what's the steer in Shmuel? So more answers like this. The chitayla maybe you have to say like this. That ki kom aloch Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that Shmuel said, aloch Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, now Mishnah, maybe you only meant to say is al hadofahu to come up. Maybe you only meant to say upon the hadofah, the extra money that she makes. That's all she meant to say. So Rav says like this, demai the polygolet Rabbi Kiva, the young Rabbi Kiva yefer mishum hadofah, then our Mishnah Rabbi Kiva says, the husband should be made for this neder, because even though right now when they're married, she's meshubit, she has to work for the husband, but maybe she'll make more money than she has to. And that extra money Rabbi Kiva holds belongs to her. Therefore, if she makes a neder, the neder would be chal on the extra money. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says the husband should be made for it. Now, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri both hold not like that. They both hold that the extra money that your wife makes also belongs to the husband. Therefore, for that reason alone, the husband would not have to be made for the neder, because even the extra money that she makes still goes to the husband. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says the only reason why the husband should be made for the neder is because you have to be afraid, maybe later when she gets a get, then she doesn't have to work for the husband, that's when the neder will be chal. But our core point we see from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that the extra money that she makes, when they're still married, still belongs to the husband. Therefore, the husband would not have to be made for the neder. So maybe all Shmuel meant to say, when he said, Allah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, is just to tell us, not like Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says, Al-Hadafu dekama. Maybe he only meant to teach us that if a wife makes more money than she has to, the extra money still goes to the husband. Maybe that's all Shmuel meant to say. So Gemara says, no, that doesn't make any sense. Because if so, Laim Allah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, ba'dafa. Then Shmuel should have spoke this out clearly and said, Halacha Krav Yechanan Ben Uri, the Hadafa. How could the Justam say, Halacha Krav Yechanan Ben Uri, which is mashma the whole halacha, that the husband should be made for this nether? Because later when your wife gets a get, that's when the nether will be chal. That's what's mashma the way Shmuel paskins. Because if Shmuel only meant to paskin Bahadafa, he should have said it. The Halacha Krav Yechanan Ben Uri, Bahadafa. Inami, or else you know what Shmuel should have said. Halacha Katana Kamo, he should have said Halacha is like Katana Kamo. That holds that the hadafa, the extra money, also belongs to the husband. Inami or else Shmuel should have said, "Ein halacha k'Rabbi Kiva," that we don't pass on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says the wife, the husband, should be made for the neder because maybe she'll make more money than she's supposed to, and that money belongs to her. To her, therefore, the neder would be chal on that. That's Rabbi Kiva's svara. So Shmuel wants to argue on that. Shmuel should have said, "Ein halacha k'Rabbi Kiva." How come Shmuel says halacha k'Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri? The Chorot's mashma that Shmuel is paskening exactly what Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says. And he says that this neder is chal. If a wife says, whatever I make is also to my husband, even though right now when they're married, the neder can't be chal, but the husband has to be made for it because later when she receives a get, then whatever she makes belongs to herself. So that's when the neder will be chal. So you see, you could be maktish dovash lobel yerlam. You can make a neder now, that even though now it can't be chal, because now whatever she makes belongs to the husband, she has no right to make an usher on the husband, still the nether is hanging in the air, that whenever she receives a get, and then whatever she makes belongs to herself, that's when the nether would be chal. So that's a spirit with that in Shmuel. The Chor you see Shmuel holds, Odo Makdish Dobash Lobol Yerlam. So my answer is like this. Elo Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef answers like this. I'll tell you Shani Karnomis. Kanomis is different. Hoyo v'yodim oifer teres chaveroi olov. Since a person has a right by nisa neder, kanomis means always a nisa neder. When you want to make something usur on somebody or on yourself with a nisa neder. So kanomis is very strong. Hoyo v'yodim oifer teres chaveroi olov. I could say your fruits are usur to me. Even though I don't own the fruits, still I can make a nisa neder upon somebody else's fruits. So you see, even though I don't own the fruits, I can make a nether upon somebody else's fruits. Says so, maybe the svar is, Oysenami dovish lo boliyerlam, olav. That's why if you want to make something usr upon yourself, you can make it usr even though it's lo boliyerlam. That's the svar maybe. So mail is true. Shmuel in the Gemara and Ksubis, paskins like Rabbi Yechanan Sandal, that if the husband says that whatever his wife makes should become hegdish, there you're making it hegdish. Yeah, we hold ain't other makdish dovish lobel yerlam. Hegdish, you could only make something that you own. It's in your rishus. If you don't own your wife's money, paycheck, so you can't be makdish it. But over here in our Mishnah, that Shmuel passes like a Yechanan and Benuri, that the husband has to be made for that neder, that will be chal later when she receives a get, nedarim is different. To make an issa neder, since you see, you can make the yisr on teirith that don't belong to you, you could also make an yisr on dovah shalabal yerlam. This is Reb Yosef's teretz. This Gemara says, no, what does one have to do with the other? Omala Yabaya, by answers back, no. I tell you, bish leima adam oise teirith chaveru yolov. It's very good, I can understand why you could make somebody else's fruit also on you. That a person could do. You know why? The same way if you have a bushel of apples, you're allowed to say your bushel of apples should be us on somebody else. In other words, the side of the Durham is, it's a chefza, it's a chefetz, us or on a person. So now if you have to do with either one of the two, you can make the nether. Either you're making the nether upon yourself, so you're a bialim over yourself. That's why you could say somebody else's fruits should be us to me. Even though I don't own his fruits, but I'm making the yisur upon myself. Upon myself, I can put yisur upon myself. And the opposite way, I could say my fruits should be yisur on somebody else, even though I don't own the other person, but But since they're my fruits, I own the object, I have a right to say my fruits should be usa to you. One of the two things have to do with you. Either it's your fruits, or else you're putting somebody else's fruits usa to yourself. That's very good. That has nothing to do with loy boli olam. If you have to do with one of the two, either the fruits or yourself, then very good and adequate vichal. Ella, but what does it got to do with shmuel's halacha? Elias the dovish loy boli olam al chaveroi. But you want to say you could ask him now, a dovish loy boli olam al chaveroi? How could you do that? Like you want to say the wife can make an issur neder now that whatever she makes after she receives a get should be usa to her husband. Right now she didn't get a get yet. Right now it's a loy boli olam. And she wants to make her maisi yadayim usa to who? To somebody else, to her husband. How could that be? And I'll bring you proof. Sharei ein adam oisa peiros chaveroi al chaveroi. You have no right to make a ned if you have two people in front of you. You have Reuben and Shimon. I have no right to say Reuven's apples should be usa to Shimon. I can't do that. I don't own the apples, and I don't have to do with Shimon. It's somebody else. I can't put an isur on somebody else's fruits to somebody else. We're saying the Durham, you have to have something to do with either the object or the person. Either you're putting the Yisra upon yourself, or else you're taking your apples and saying your apples should be usa to somebody else. That you could do, but you can't say somebody else's fruits should be usa on somebody else. You don't own the fruits, and you don't have to do with that person. It's not you, so you can't make an Yisra. So for the Kashra, the same thing here, it's still a Kashra and Shmuel. How could Shmuel say the wife has the right to make an issa neder now that whatever she makes should be usur on her husband, even though right now the neder can't be chal? Because right now when she's married, she's meshubit, she has to work for her husband, she has the right to make the neder. You want to say the neder should be chal later first, after she receives a get. That's like a loy boli olam. So the kasha is, how could that be? If Shmuel holds ein adam makdish, dovish loy boli olam, so how could a neder be chal? You can't make a neder on something that doesn't belong to you upon somebody else. So also, the wife is like a loy boli olam. Since she didn't receive a get yet, so what's going to take place after she receives a get is not here yet. So she can't make that money usur on her husband. So to get us a kasha on Shmuel, how could Shmuel say we pass on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in our Mishnah? So Morian says, Elo Amar Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua. Be Yomeris, when the wife says like this, she says right now when she's married to her husband, Yikachu Yodai Liyasehen, that I'm making my hands usur for whatever they make. She's making this upon her hands. The Yadayim Usnai Bielam, that her hands are on the world. So she's putting the Issa Nedra upon her hands right now. So since her hands is here right now, therefore the Nedra could be Chal. Freddy Gemara, so what? V'chiyom Rahochi Kitcha. Is it true if she says it this way, so the hand becomes hegdish-like? That's all kasha. Kozuman, she's married to a husband. That's a shibba the wife has. She has to work for her husband. So since she has to work for her husband, it's like a hand is meshubba to a husband. Her hand is not on her rishus. So how could she make her hand hegdish that whatever she come makes, the husband can't enjoy? The hand right now is meshubba to the husband. So the hand again should not be in her rishus, so she can't do that either. So Mara says, the Omra Lechi Megarsha. I'll tell you a little bit different than Mishnah. When the Isha made this neder, that either her Yadayim, or else her Mais Yadayim, whatever she makes, should become Asa to her husband, she spoke out right now and said, not that she wants the neder to be Chal right now. Right now she knows, Kol Zaman, she's married to her husband, she can't do that. She's meshubit, she has to work for her husband, she can't make the money that she makes also to her husband. But she speaks out clearly, l'chi megarsha. I'm telling you that I wanted to become also to you after I receive a gift. So Marcel, maybe that's better. Maybe that's not called the Lord Billy Erlum, since she spoke it out right now. But the Gemara asked, so what? But hashtu mi es loy megarsha. But right now she didn't receive a gift yet. So who tells you when she says it and speaks that it's going to help? It's still back to the original kasha. Right now she's meshubba to her husband. What do I care if she speaks out now and says, I want my mais yadayim, or I want my yadayim to become usa to my husband later when I receive a get? So why don't you speak it out? But right now you're meshubba to your husband. Right now the neder can't be chal. You want it to be chal for first later after you receive a get? That's a loy boli olam. That's not here. So we're still back to the kasha according to Shmuel. How could Shmuel paskin like a Yochanan ben Uri? Yeah. So this is Gemara.